Blog Talk Radio.
This is Real Talk on Global Social Radio.
Yeah. So deaf.
Global14.com continues to grow. We will make updates to continue to give you the best experience possible. Lifers, we really and truly appreciate your patience while all the updates are going on. Steve, and Mo Steve, y'all know me. I got my Steve in hand. People, get your Steve's on. It's full of organic vegan ingredients. No high fructose corn syrup, which, by the way, is killing us. Do your research. All types of organic energy is in this drink, so try it out. If you are on global14.com, this is what you are missing. Global1414 meet and greet starts at the end of the month, October 30th through November 12th. You do not want to miss this. I promise you, you don't want to miss it. Check global14.com for updates. Where in the world is JD this week? October 15th. Catch JD at the Armani Supper Club in Raleigh, North Carolina. Music releases today. Hamilton Park's self-titled debut and DJ Drama's Third Power. I listened to both releases. Hamilton Park isn't bad at all. My fave is still the thing called Us, remixed by JD. Piece of My Love, which is a remake of Guy's single from 1988, wasn't too bad. Nice effort. But I have to stay loyal to the original by Guy. Sorry, I'm an old head, so love Guy. DJ Drama's Third Power was actually pretty dope. I like Undercover featuring Breezy and J. Cole. Never See You Again featuring Talia Coles and Wale. And Lockdown featuring your boy and Akon. Check those out. But overall, check out Hamilton Park and DJ Drama. Jeezy, what about you? Did you listen to both of the releases?
My favorite on the Hamilton Park, honestly, is the remix with JD. That's still my favorite on that album. And you know what? They're all right. I'm not a real R&B listener, like I said yesterday, but they're good. But that DJ Drama album, I love that. I kept looking at my iTunes today. I was looking at my balance, realized I had the money to get it. I didn't get it yet, but I'm really looking forward to it. I really like Oh My and Lay Low. Those are probably my two favorite ways. And I like Ain't No Way Wrong. Around It, excuse me. Ain't No Way Around It. I really like those four.
Okay, cool. All right, lifers, check out the new Living the Life video on artist development. Pretty much this video is showing some of the sacrifices you have to make on your growth to success. Check it out. I love it. Leah looks amazing. I like the short hair better.
You know, the short hair wasn't bad. I really liked the, her other hair color, though. I like the other hair color. That's what I liked better. But, you know, it still looks good.
Yeah, it still looks good. The black, I thought it was a little bit better than what she had before. So, I don't know. We'll see. I want to see what else she can do with it being now that it's short. All right, so, yo, last night, I don't know if you guys were on Twitter and you saw what popped off, but Trina cussed out Sandra Rose, who is a well-known blogger, and Trina cussed her ass out on Twitter last night. I mean, she slayed her up and down Twitter. I mean, it was funny as hell. Renita, like, I know I hit you up, but I was just like, wow. Yeah, it was on and popping last night.
Well, when Trina came at her more, because Sandra Rose is known for popping off at the mouth on these celebs. And she came, like, real far left and was trying to air Trina out. And Trina hit her with, like, a 1-2-3, but Sandra Rose was, like, weaving and ducking, hit her with an uppercut, a jab. Like, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, I was like, wow, like, whoa. But they stopped. I mean, it didn't last too long, but they stopped. So, well, let's go ahead. And if you guys hear that buzzing noise, I don't know what that buzzing noise is, but hopefully it'll be gone for the rest of the show. It might be one of my co-hosts. I don't know which one of them got the buzzer going on, but hopefully it'll be gone by the time the end of the show hits. All right? So let's go ahead and get into the quickies for the day. Shout out to Diddy for saving the Boys and Girls Club of Harlem. Oh, we salute you, Diddy. That was a good one right there. I saw the track listing for Mary J's My Life 2 album. She's bringing back her alter ego, Brooklyn. She also has collabs with Nas, Beyonce, Lil Wayne, Rick Ross, and Diddy. Renita, what do you have to say? Because I already know how you feel, but what in the hell do you want to say?
All I have to say is, and I'm sure all my Mary fans is going to back me on this one, My Life is such a great album. I'm even going to throw out amazing, and I don't throw that word out for a lot of albums, but that My Life album, I can play from beginning to end, straight through, not skip an intro, not skip an interlude, not skip a song. So I'm just hoping, since you're claiming this is My Life too, and I don't know, because I'm like, okay, some of the people she's singing with, I'm like, how is this going to go? I'm just hoping it's as good, because to me, she set the bar by calling it a sequel to My Life. So it has to be as good, if not better, than My Life. That's all I'm saying. I love you, Mary. Much respect, but that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Thanks, Jeeves. Thanks for your input, Jeeves. Lord, man, you know I'm a Mary J. Blige fan, and you and this Destiny Child thing. So you know every time you want to say something about Mary J., you know I got to say something back. Oh, now you're quiet.
Hey, wait,
oh, okay.
No. I was thinking.
You on mute. She's on mute now, you guys. She took too long to damn answer. Anyway, a Milwaukee woman fakes pregnancy, attacks a real pregnant woman with a baseball bat, and cuts out her fetus with a razor. The woman's name was Annette Morales Rodriguez, sorry about that, who told investigators she planned for 2 whole weeks, you guys, to find a pregnant woman, take the baby, and make it hers. Her bail was set at $1 million. Another part of this is that she said that her boyfriend wanted a son, and she couldn't have kids. Yo, WTF. I heard of ride or die, but damn, lady.
That is so messed up. She was probably afraid of adoption to find out how mentally messed up she was, because what the hell goes through your mind to want to go, I don't care how bad you can't get a baby. You don't go cut up somebody and beat them with a baseball bat. She didn't realize that she's beating the woman, she's going to hurt the child. Like, why would she want... She did not think shit through.
No, she didn't. Both the child and the baby ended up dying. So, you know, our prayers go out to the family. It's just an unfortunate situation. We got a lot of crazy people out there, and I don't know what's wrong with some of you ladies doing this stuff to keep a man, but this is not the way to go, all right? So, another horrible story. In Atlanta, DeKalb County Police arrested a CDC official and her live-in boyfriend for child molestation and bestiality involving a 6-year-old. The alleged incident took place January 1st, 2010 through August 22nd, 2011. For those of you that don't know what bestiality is, it's sex with an animal.
That's just as messed up, too. Like, it's just a shame because you hear about more stuff like this coming up every single day. And it's like, okay, like, we're the future and those kids are the future. And someone's mind that's that young, it's like you're just sitting there and you're tainting it. And, I mean, that can't be good for the kid's future. I mean, I've known people who have been molested or something like that, which, you know, that, I mean, that's bad by me. It's not something like this. And I've seen them. It takes them years to get over something like that. It's just horrible.
Yeah, some people never get over it. I, for one, thinking about this child this CDC official, and thinking that, you know, this is a person that is supposed to protect our kids, and how are we supposed to trust someone like this if they're supposed to protect children and they're abusing them?
It makes me feel like they're going to end up feeling like they have nowhere to look at. Like, who are they supposed to look up to if it's like a corrupt cop? If you see corrupt cops, and you, especially someone that young, it just is instilled in your mind then that it makes you feel like you have nowhere to go for help if the person that's ultimately supposed to help you doesn't help you.
Yeah. I know that all the protests are going on right now, but I really hope that we all start taking a stand against, you know, more screening of some of these officials. And I don't know how you can screen someone like this, but I don't know. I think this is something that needs to be looked into because too many of these people are slipping through the cracks, you know. So, well, let's get into this NBA lockout thing. The first 2 weeks of the NBA season has been canceled, all right? League owners reportedly are losing money. They say they want to cut costs. Jeezy. I don't watch sports, but, you know, how do you feel about this lockout?
It's just greed. Greed's the root of it. I mean, it's just like, stop being so greedy. Like, really, I think I don't personally watch the NBA anymore because I feel like they're just playing to get paid. It's not like they're playing to play. It's not their passion or whatever anymore. Like, if you ask anybody that watches any professional sports, that's almost how it seems. Whereas if you watch college, it's more like it's like they're playing their heart out and they really want to be involved and they want to go. But, I mean, it's greed. You know how many people probably are more talented and they just don't get found and they would do it for a hell of a lot less than several million dollars?
Yeah. It's a lot, man. A lot of people have a difference of opinion. You know, hell, canceling the preseason, they are already in the whole $200 million. The current average salary for each player is supposed to be $5 million, I think. And from what I'm reading is the players want $7
million. Yeah, and one of the things about the NBA, I'm almost positive it is about the NBA, it's one of the few sports where you're actually guaranteed that money, whereas the NFL or something, you're going to have to meet certain things in your contract to get your potential pay, what you signed on for. And this, I mean, it's greed. They want $7 million. Why are you not, like, you know things are messed up. Why are you not happy with $5 million? Why can that not make you happy? You're doing something you love, which a lot of Americans are starting not to end up doing for the rest of their life. They're starting to hate their careers and everything. But you're doing what you love, and you're making $5 million, which is well over what majority of America makes. And I just find it all quite pathetic.
Okay. You know what? I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that feel the same way you do. You know, speaking of money, people are ditching their banks. There's a couple of banks in particular that I've looked up and are high on the list. Bank of America, which has slapped their customers with a $5 monthly fee to use their debit card, and Citigroup. Now, this one killed me. Citigroup will start charging $20 a month for some checking customers who don't maintain a $15,000 limit on their accounts. Me, I switched to a credit union. I've always, like, been told you should go to a credit union, you know, it's better, 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 you know. And I had Bank of America and I had Wells Fargo. And, yeah, I pretty much went ahead and stuck with my credit union. And then I signed up with USAA, which is, you know, pretty much ran by retirees from military or whatever. It's really a good company. If you were in the military before, check out USAA for car insurance and banking. Really, really good company. But these extra damn fees, this is ridiculous. Who do you bank with, Jeezy?
I think it's, there again, it's another example of greed. And $15,000, I don't know about you, but I honestly do not know too many people with 15 grand in their banking account, especially now. They're just going month to month. It's ridiculous. I mean, I'm with you on the credit union thing. I go to a credit union. It's not very big, which there's nothing in Muncie where my city is. So it's just like, I love my credit union. They're always good to me. And I've seen a lot of other people get screwed over by banks. But, I mean, it's a small bank. It's not huge and corporate. So, I mean, it's nice. You get more attention. And I mean, I've never had to worry about fees. Just they give you a lot of perks, honestly.
Right. Yeah. I feel you on that, too. Always, you know, credit union has always been at the top of the list. And actually, my production team told me I was wrong. They said it's $1,500, not $15,000. So that's
quite
fault,
the difference.
But anyway, right. But you know what? I apologize for that. But let me just say this. Either way, some of us can barely keep $15 in our account. So once again, I apologize for that misinformation, but either way, you know, still, $20 a month is still a lot, you know, to hold on to a bank account. All right, so let's get into this thing. You know, when it comes to bad meat, Cargill Meat Solution Corp. is having a hard time. They announced for the second time in less than 6 weeks a voluntary recall of ground turkey products after tests found they were contaminated with salmonella, that is really fatal. Let's see, 185,000 pounds of ground turkey meat products has been recalled, which reminds me, you know, you guys know that I'm vegan, so I had to report this because I want you guys to understand that meat, I'm not trying to say, you know, to stop eating meat because it's all bad for you. You can get, you know, grass-fed meat and stuff like that. But stuff like this is killing us, you guys. It's really killing us. So I kind of want to put this out here. There's this video on YouTube, and it's called Meat Glue. That's M-E-A-T-G-L-U-E. All right? Go check it out. Thank me later.
That's, I don't know about you, but it also seems like there's a lot more salmonella outbreaks and just stuff going wrong with food. Like last weekend, I'm sure it's still going on, there was that cantaloupe thing where people were dying and getting sick from cantaloupe. And me personally, I do eat meat, and I don't like the hormones and stuff put in the food. Where I live,
right,
you can go down in the basement and they have chicken wings. These are the biggest chicken wings I've ever seen, and you can't tell me that's normal. I stopped getting them because I couldn't stand looking at them and eating them. I was just like, that's sick, and no, I feel like nobody knows what the long-term effect is going to be with all these hormones they're putting in food now.
That's crazy, man. That's why these kids are so damn big, too. These girls are developing really, really early. Like, yeah, but maybe in the future we'll have a show on some of this stuff, and maybe we can find someone that can talk more in depth about this. All right, so if you have any comments on our quickies today, call in now. We would love to hear from you, 760-913-4119. Let's take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back. okay? They kept cutting him off. They wouldn't let the man talk, and it ended up bursting because the TSA agent was just vigorously, like, patting him down and stuff, so it busted. This man, you know, they didn't offer this man any type of anything. They just patted him down, let the bag burst, and let him walk away. So I can't imagine being this dude having to walk through the airport with, let me leave that alone. Anyway, let's go on to the other story that I found out. A woman was made to remove her nipple ring. Yo, I was tripping on this. The female TSA agent not only called over her male counterpart to assist, even after the girl requested to show the female agent in private, you know, just so they could see, okay, look, they're actually just nipple rings. They were like bars. They refused. She was able to remove one, but the other wouldn't budge, so she said she would need pliers to remove it. Guess what they did?
Sounds like things might have got a little kinky. Maybe Chocolate Tiger can explain this better on Sex Talk.
Man, yo, why did they hand this girl some damn pliers, yo? Like, I'm tripping. I can't believe that they was like, okay, here's the pliers. Yo, this is crazy. And then the other thing was, I know you guys probably heard about this. TSA made a three-year-old put her bear through the x-ray scanner. Of course, the three-year-old, I mean, had a little fit and was upset. And she was so upset and crying and everything, they couldn't really get her through the x-ray scanner or through the, you know what I'm trying to say. Anyways, they couldn't get her through the thing, and pretty much they had to pat her down. You guys, a three-damn-year-old little girl. This is so ridiculous. Her father recorded the pat down, and the little girl was heard screaming, "Stop touching me."
That's ridiculous, too. Like, I mean, okay, first of all, you think, what the hell can a three-year-old do to possibly threaten anybody? And you're like, well, what if the dad did something to her so it's easier to get her on the plane? But I truly think you would be able to tell, like, you're born with that intuition to know if something's going good or something's going bad. I think they'd be able to tell if something was truly wrong for this three-year-old to be throwing a fit in the way she was. If something was going to go wrong or if something was bad, that's pathetic. That's a three-year-old girl.
Yeah, that was too much for me. And I kind of like, if that was my little girl, I don't know how I would feel about them doing that. And I don't know. I know you would have to be there, but I would not agree with that. That was just way too much. Like, that little girl was violated, and I'm wondering if she, you know, it's crazy. Kids could possibly have nightmares over. She was 3 years old. So anyway, more reports of TSA screeners actually forcing a breast cancer survivor to remove a prosthetic breast are popping up. What's happening is they are requesting that the people that have these prosthetic breasts, they want these people to show it to them. How humiliating, you guys. I can't imagine. It's already hard enough to go through something like that, but for them to demand that these are, you know, revealed, is just crazy. I don't know. TSA, you guys are off the chain. This is one that is really, 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 really messed up. A police officer in New Jersey took his family to the airport to take a trip to Disney World. His son, a developmentally disabled 4-year-old, could not walk without leg braces. Usually his dad would help him through the metal detector, or his mom would, and then the alarm would go off. The TSA screener, who obviously saw the boy as a threat to national security, said that he must take the braces off and walk through the detector on his own.
You know, Crush, I think that's ridiculous, too. He's only a 4-year-old boy. And number one, he probably finds that at his age, he probably finds it embarrassing, or maybe he feels awkward that he has those on. So for them, and it's obvious if somebody has on leg braces.
Yeah.
What, I mean, what?
Go ahead.
It's just like, I mean, what you have, like, handheld metal detectors. I'm sure you can do a fair job of running that over the boy before you figure out something. He might have something, which, I mean, at the age of 4 years old, what's he going to have?
Yeah, you know, it's stuff like this. I think it's like, how do they train people and how do they train them for sensitivity when it comes to stuff like this? And I'm really curious, what kind of training do they go through? Because stuff like this shouldn't be happening. I understand since September 11th, security has been bumped up and they're being more cautious. But some of this stuff, I just think that is just way, way, way too ridiculous. So people, call in. Let me know how you feel about the TSA. And if you have a story that you have personally been through, going through the airport and security, please call us in. Let us know how you feel. I would love to hear, you know, what you have to say. All right, so let's go ahead and get in to the spilt tea of the night. Miss Renita, what do you have for us?
Yes, what's going on, everybody? This is interesting. It's kind of calling, I guess, the pot black or whatever that saying goes, but apparently Evelyn from Basketball Wives is filing a lawsuit against Fred. Now, everyone doesn't know who Fred is. Fred is the mastermind behind Media Takeout. So she's accusing Media Takeout for printing an article that claims that she cheated on Chad Ochocinco with Terrell Owens, which by chance is one of his, like, tight friends. And she's saying that this is serious damage to her reputation. Now, if anyone watched the show Basketball Wives like I do, if anything, Evelyn, you should be suing Shawnee and the producers of that show, not Media Takeout. Crush. Jeezy, what do y'all think about this?
You know what? I don't watch that shit anyway. But I just think that once you put yourself in the light like that, it's a reality TV and you put your business out there, I think you're fair game. I'm sure people that are watching the show have worse to say. So I think you're fair game.
I mean, I completely agree with that also. Reality TV, when people sign up to do reality TV, number one, they don't realize or think how it's going to impact their lives, because the whole Real Housewives series, so many people, marriages, careers, and people have even taken their own lives because of the show. So, I mean, people don't really think things through when they get into that, and I also agree, you're fair game. I mean, it is what it is when you sign up for it. I mean, you should have thought out your future more. Because you're definitely going to be more in the light.
Totally. And I think Evelyn has more worries about all that scandal that came out with in Vegas. Like, you know, rumor has it she was messing with Chris Brown. She was messing with some other athletes. Like, Evelyn, I think you have a lot more damage control instead of going after Media Takeout. So you might want to, you know, reevaluate that a little bit. Miss Madonna is coming out with a new album in 2012. We have an insider that is teamed up with drownedmadonna.com that will be giving exclusives directly to that site. So far, they've already leaked that the sound of this new album is extraordinary. It's going to create a new Madonna brand sound. I don't know what that means, but I'm interested. It's going to have a kind of like a feel of Rhea Light, but they said that the sound and beats will also be similar to Khalees's A Cappella and Chris Brown's Beautiful People. So I can't wait. I'm a huge Madonna fan. She's also working with famed producer William Orbit, so I already know it's going to be electronica dance all over that album. For all my Comic-Con geeks, just to let you guys know, one of the trailers for The Avengers has been released. It looks awesome. As we know in the past, though, with all these superhero movies, the trailer has looked amazing, and then the movies have bombed. Can we say Green Lantern and Green Hornet? Not so good. So hopefully The trailer looks amazing. Hopefully the movie will too. Also, there was a slight scare on the Resident Evil 5 set when a stage collapsed, having 10 people total made up of actors and crew members. Everyone is okay. I just needed to make sure Michelle Rodriguez was okay because that's the only one, you know, that's my girl. So I heard she's all in one piece. It's going to be interesting on how she's going to be incorporated in this movie since they killed her in a previous Resident Evil. You know how they be killing people and bringing people back. So I hope the storyline makes sense. We'll see.
Well, I don't even want to watch the shit after you mention that. Look, don't make me put you on mute because you know I'll do it.
You can't put me on mute? No. Well, at least give me one more. My last spill tea of the day goes to Lee Daniels. He's been a busy man since the movie Precious. He has signed up to direct a Showtime show that's going to be a drama that will follow the inner circles of the Balls. And if people aren't familiar with the Balls, the movie Paris is Burning is a great movie to go and see, and it gives you a nice insight of the ball scene in New York. It's going to totally cover all of the culture, and I cannot wait for this. I mean, Leave It on the Floor kind of covered California Balls, but it wasn't Paris is Burning. But I know Lee Daniels is an amazing director, and apparently they already have amazing producers and writers on board, so I know he will give the ball scene justice. Yes, I can't wait for that. And also he has a new movie coming out, which is the follow-up to Precious called The Paperboy. It stars Nicole Kidman and Matthew McConaughey. So look at that. He went from Precious with Monique to now dealing with Nicole Kidman and Matthew McConaughey. I can't wait to see this movie.
Definitely.
It sounds good.
Yeah, this is cool. Yeah, this is cool. Congrats to him.
I know. Congrats, my brother. Keep up the good work. This is Renita with your spilt tea for the day on Real Talk on Global 14 Radio. You can catch me, people, on Global. Rolla is R-O-K-K-N-R-O-L-L-A.
Must be that raggedy iPhone that you have that you're talking on that just cut you out. Sorry, I had to say that.
No, that was no. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Crush on that mute button. Don't believe the hype. iPhone rules. She be muting me. Destiny's Child hater you.
All right. Thank you so much, Renita, for joining us today. Really appreciate your input. All right. So let's go ahead and take a quick break, and then we're going to be back with the We're going to be back with the World Report. You guys see, I was talking all that shit to Renita, and now my computer does not want to work. Great. All right. So if someone could please cue up the next song for commercial break, we'll go ahead and we'll be back for World and Tech News in a minute.
Hamilton Park. This here. A-Town to Uptown.
I see you, L7.
The Rail Records. Gotta know where to go to get the real shit. When you hear it, nigga, you can feel it. Straight A-Town, Southside, shot it at me. When the beat drop, everybody go. My influence deal with that jam pawn and that LJ shit. I think I was the one that fit in the remix. Think not, fight it, bitch.
Can't make you understand, cause girl, I don't understand why I'm such a fool.
Welcome back, lifers. Right now, we're going to get into the G Report with my boy Jeezy. What's up, homie? What you got for us today?
What's up, Crush? I know you kind of follow the Occupy Wall Street movement, so you might find this first story interesting. Occupy Wall Street protesters, they're going on a field trip. They're ditching their daily downtown gigs and moving the protests to the homes of some of the wealthiest people in New York. They're calling this the billionaire tour. They will be going to the homes of News Corp CEO Rupert Murdoch, industrialist David Cook, hedge fund manager John Paulson, real estate developer Howard Milstein, and J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon. A Facebook page that was created for the event describes it as, want to see how the 1% lives? Then join us on a walking tour of the homes of some of the bank corporate executives that don't pay taxes, cut jobs, engage in mortgage fraud, tanked our economy, all while giving themselves record-setting bonuses. These protests will hand out oversized checks that show how much less the billionaires will pay after New York 2% tax on millionaires expires December 31st. Cook is the wealthiest out of the group with a net worth of a small $25 billion. Oh. Netflix is, changing its mind once again. Netflix announced that it is already killing off its spinoff brand, Quixtar. It has only been a month since Netflix announced it would be splitting its company into two. I personally think Netflix is going to ruin itself as a company if they keep being so indecisive. Their approval rating already went to hell ever since they announced they were going to charge for video streaming for users who already subscribe to their DVD service, which personally I thought was very convenient. And
yeah.
I used to be a Netflix user, but ever since Redbox and Blockbuster came out their blue box, I haven't been using Netflix much.
Oh, really?
What do you think about that?
I still use Netflix, but I've been wanting to go somewhere else, so maybe I'll try out the ones that you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, usually the Blockbuster boxes will have them first, and you'll pay $3 instead of $1, but I mean, you have it right then and there, and you're saving money in the long run, I'd like to think, because when I had Netflix, my family just didn't really watch movies that often, so it was like we were only getting our money's worth for about 2 or 3 weeks out of every 2 months.
Right.
And here is the interesting story that I have of the day. A 54-year-old woman and her husband had went to an emergency room at Georgetown University Hospital because her wife couldn't remember much of the last 24 hours, and even her new memories were a bit foggy. The one thing the woman did remember was her memory didn't start getting foggy until after she had sex with her husband. The woman had developed transient global amnesia, which is a rare condition in which memory is suddenly and temporarily disappears. People that usually develop this amnesia have no side effects after, and the whole thing reverses itself within a few hours usually. It is a rare condition which only affects 3 to 5 people per 100,000 each year. And the weird part about this is doctors aren't sure exactly what causes it. They just know it's tied in with strenuous activities and most often happens with people around the age in their 50s and 60s.
Wow, that's crazy. I've never heard of that before, Ryan. Never, ever.
She probably didn't know. Yeah, I mean, he obviously rocked her world. She didn't remember anything.
I'm
That's
just wondering,
you
damn,
really...
was it that good? Is it that good that you just lose your damn mind?
Yeah, that shit's crazy.
Right.
That's all I have, though, for you today on the G Report.
Wow. Okay, well, Ryan, hey, thank you so much for the G Report today, and definitely I appreciate you logging in and hosting with me. Great show.
It's a blessing.
Yes. Thank you so much. I want to thank everyone that was on the show today, everybody behind the scenes. Hey, once again, stay tuned. We have some interviews this week. We are just waiting for people to create their Global 14 account. I want you guys to know that everybody that we do an interview with, we request that they have global14.com accounts. So that's pretty much what we're waiting on. So you and I always count on everybody that signs up on Everyone that we interview does have a global14.com account. All right? Also, I just want to go ahead and mention again, Global 14 continues to grow. We will make updates just because we got it. I mean, we have to make sure that everybody continues to have the best experience possible. So, lifers, we really appreciate your patience through all the changes and updates. You know, don't get discouraged or don't be mad. It's just really the more people that sign up, the more we have to make sure that we accommodate every single person that signs up on global14.com. All right? So with that being said, I want to thank our listeners. I want to thank JD especially for giving me this platform to go ahead and create. You can find us on global14.com and Twitter at global14 and G14 Radio. That's G14 Radio. Thanks for tuning in to Global 14 Radio, LTL for Life. Good night.
Yeah. So death.
Global 14 Radio.